Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Hannah Bender, founder of Foster Hope New York, a Central New York ministry helping to fill gaps for local foster care kids and families. How did Foster Hope New York come to be?
It kind of just started with this very strong pull in my heart to minister to the foster and adoptive community in some way. And me personally, I was not in the right kind of life space to become a foster parent myself. So I started looking for ways to either volunteer or get involved. We're based out of Syracuse, and there is nothing here for these families outside of the support that they might be getting from their county offices. So I started by ministering to one family that was fostering. It was during the pandemic, so I would kind of just mail them little toys and gifts and books and write them cards and just kind of let them know that somebody out there knew about them and cared about them and was praying for them. From there, I was like, I think there's like a real need in our community. So I approached my pastor and he gave me kind of his full support. And we started with a foster club. And from there, we've kind of grown and developed and doing some really cool projects and just trying to really support the foster care and adoptive community in our area and fill in gaps kind of anywhere we can.
What do you think put that initial tug in your heart there?
Oh, it was the Lord for sure. It just kind of happened. I've always been a very like compassionate and empathetic person. And like, if I see anybody that needs help, I'm like, oh my gosh, I will help you. But for some reason, this was just really strong. And I think it's kind of what's kept us going too, because it's not an easy environment. Nobody talks about foster care. So there's not a ton of people that are like rallying beside you. Like, yes, let me help you with this ministry. So it's definitely God that's kind of kept us going as well.
So how does that play out? I saw one of the things that you operated is known as the Foster Closet. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we have reached out to like church members and community members and asked for donations, and people have come through donating pajamas, clothing, school supplies, hygiene products, things like that. And we use that closet to support foster families that are receiving an emergency placement. If you're in an open and available home, you might get a phone call that says, we have a baby coming to you and we'll be there in 15 minutes. And you might be kind of scrambling for diapers and wipes and clothing. So the thought there is just that we can come and deliver those items so that you can really focus on welcoming that little child into your home and kind of getting settled in.
With that potential very short notice, it's got to be a lot of initial support to get people in a position to help meet that need that way.
We're not a county office. We don't do the distribution of the children that are in foster care or find homes or anything like that. We're just there to support the homes that are already existing. So we have some online support groups that meet monthly, and that's just like a safe space for foster and adoptive parents to come and talk and maybe work through some issues or get advice from foster parents that have already gone through what somebody is experiencing at the moment. We are doing some really neat projects to support the youth that are in foster care by fulfilling some summer wishes. Maybe Johnny needs a new bike and it's out of the budget of the foster family. We're going to come in, raise the funds, and be able to provide that new bike or that new toy or whatever the case might be to that child that's in foster care.
Having those foster parents who've already been there, done that, and foster kids as well, it's got to be a really important resource in the whole process for you.
Oh, yes. Yes. We rely a lot on some of the more experienced foster parents to say, what do you think about this situation? Or like, how can we, if you were back in this, back starting, how could we, an organization like us, have supported you better? We talked to them quite a bit.
Right. Hey, yeah, understandably so. Nothing like experience when it gets right down to it.
Oh, absolutely.
What would you say to somebody who's maybe thought a little bit, well, maybe we could do that, but I don't know, sounds kind of scary. How would you go about maybe swaying them in that direction?
Well, we want to be truthful and tell them that they're correct. It is scary, but it's something that's so worth it. If you can kind of stand in the gap and support these children and support the potential reunification with their biological parents, or even maybe that case goes to adoption, it's completely worth it to be able to provide a secure place for this child, even if it is temporary. I guess we would just encourage people to really get set up with a good support system, because it's too much to do it by yourself. It takes a village for sure.
It seems to be a challenge. You invest all this time and effort to bring a foster child into your home, knowing that it's a temporary deal. I would think that would be one of the bigger challenges.
Yep, it is. It's really hard because you are encouraged to get attached to the children right away, because the children need that. They need that emotional support, that physical support in order to succeed themselves. And then that's kind of creating a little bit of heartbreak in your own heart, because you know, possibly, they might be leaving. And some of these cases you might have in your home for 18 months, 2 years. Yeah, it's a very lengthy period of time. And then they go back to the biological family. So I think being able to process that grief is really important. And that's something that we're kind of working on, trying to get something in place to help these parents process the grief. Because I think that's the biggest thing that maybe would encourage them not to continue, not to do it again, not to take another place. Because it's not easy.
You kind of have to be wired a certain way and really look at it in a big picture, biblical way to get through, deal with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Hannah Bender, founder of Foster Hope New York, a central New York ministry helping to fill gaps for local foster care kids and families. To learn more, visit their website, fosterhopeny.org. Please join us again next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.